Well, Andrew Dober, it's a real landmark day for you, isn't it? First start in the Football League. How did you find out about the Marcus Bettinelli situation?
Basically, I just found out that Fulham had recalled him. There'd been an injury, and basically, you know, did I want to play? So it was a very quick answer, and here we were.
Was it an easy conversation to have with the manager when he said, "I want you to step up"?
Yeah, it was very. There wasn't many words in the conversation. I didn't really know what to say, apart from yeah, and then just go silent. As soon as I found out, I was over the moon that he was going to give me a chance, and that's all I can only say thanks to him and the staff, and that I really enjoyed it.
And obviously all this came about on Christmas Day. I guess it's a Christmas you're going to remember.
Yeah, it did, yeah. I had to put down the mince pies and yeah, you know, just start eating just the turkey and none of the stuffing and that, and yeah, so here we are. But no, it's a brilliant, best Christmas present I've probably had, although don't tell my mum and dad, because it's going to make it sound like I didn't get any good gifts.
In the end, it's a 1-1 draw. It's a hard-fought game. How did you feel it went?
You know, I thought, especially in the second half, I thought we really did play well. But, you know, like the boss and Steve O just pointed out in there, you know, they've won 6 out of the last 10. So, you know, they're on a really good run. So I think it's a better point for us than it is for them. You know, and I think it's definitely a point gained rather than 2 dropped.
Quite a physical team. They like to get the ball into the penalty area. It was at times a busy penalty box for you to deal with, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but you know, a lot of teams are like that, and it's something you got to deal with in the League 2 football. So you know, the lads are used to it by now, and you know, I think on the most we defended really well.
Obviously, the defensive unit's been the same for quite a long time now. How easy was it to come in behind that back four who've been playing together regularly?
Yeah, to be fair, it was terrific. You know, you've got Tom, you got Dean. Huntie and Nails is very experienced, and they were very quick to, you know, as soon as they found out that I was playing, to come over, chat to me, talk me through, and I can just say thanks to them as well, because they were brilliant again today.
We talk a lot about team spirit, don't we, and going right to the final whistle. Is that just a perfect example of it? Everybody's looking out for each other, and straight away they're straight into you and saying, you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, on the pitch we try to show that every time we play, that it doesn't matter, well, we did against Mansfield, doesn't matter how we've played, you know, what team are in front of us, we're going to go for the 90 minutes, and, you know, plus stoppages, you know, and we're going to give out our all, and if it's our day, then it's our day, and if it's not, it's not.
I know goalkeepers hate conceding goals. This one was a penalty kick. Other than that, you could almost claim a clean sheet, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, no, because I'd let in a goal, so you can't, but, no, yeah, obviously it was a penalty, and no, it'd have been nice to save it, but I didn't, so.
But you did make a couple of other important saves.
Yeah, I made one or two. I don't know if they're important, but, you know, I made one or two. So, to be honest, I'm more pleased about the fact that, like, you know, that we actually got the point, and it was more 1 point gained than 2 dropped.
Yeah, and the start of another unbeaten run after winning at Mansfield, a point today, that's 2 games unbeaten.
Yeah, it's the fact that we're going in the right direction, and, you know, the first thing that the boss said, as soon as the run stopped, is, you know, why don't we go back on another one, and the lads are 100% focused on doing exactly that.
Very quick turnaround to Sunday, another home game here. It's another good opportunity against a really good team in Southend, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Southend, they, you know, they want to get promoted, and they're really pushing for it. But at the end of the day, we're at home. You know, we've got to excite the fans. We've got to get them in, and you know, I don't see why, given our day, we can't beat anyone.
And of course, for yourself, an opportunity potentially to make it back-to-back Football League appearances. You must be really excited.
Yeah, you know, I am. Hopefully, if it comes off. Obviously, we don't know the team yet or what's going to happen. You know, so all I can do is thank the people that are involved in letting me play. You know, the boss, the staff. You know, thank anyone who's given me any help, you know, in the trainings. You know, Betts has been great, Bav as well in training. Everyone, I can only say thank you and hope to get another chance.